Good morning. I invite you this morning to please stand as we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Easter. Ask to now take a moment to greet and welcome one another. Our celebrant for today's Mass is Father Bill Sinatra, assisted by Deacon Tom. The outline for today's Mass can be found on page 91 in the Breaking Bread book. Our entrance song is in Breaking Bread number 421, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. Again, number 421.
The splendor of glory. Peace be with you. Welcome, everyone. Glad to see you. In the gospel, we are reminded that we have Jesus' assurance that he is with us, and he desires to lead us to know the joy of his presence.
Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to everlasting joy.
Shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today
about a good deed done to a cripple, namely, by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands out before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. The word of the Lord.
Has become the cornerstone.
The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone.
The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone.
In the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
The stone rejected by the builders has become the
letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, but we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Each year this time, the last weekend of April, the Archbishop asks to be able to address Catholics of the Archdiocese of Detroit. And that's going to be done right now through an audio message.
From the Cathedral of the Most Blessed Sacrament, Archbishop Alan H. Bigeron.
As I consider all the good works we have accomplished through the Catholic Services Appeal these past 31 years, I marvel at how our Lord has blessed the Archdiocese of Detroit through our dedicated priests, deacons, religious sisters and brothers, and through your prayers and generous support. In today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, St. Peter preaches boldly about the Lord Jesus, describing Christ as the cornerstone of our faith, the unique Savior of the world. We are called to treasure the very name of Jesus, the only name given to the human race by which we are to be saved. The greatest act of stewardship we can perform is to imitate the witness of Peter and the other apostles, who were willing even to die in order to make Christ known to the nations. And so it is fitting that this year we will once again take up the theme, Sharing Christ in and Through the Church, for our Catholic Services Appeal. Because of your generous gifts to the CSA, we are able to share Christ in our six counties and beyond through a number of vital ministries and services which address the spiritual and temporal needs of countless people on a daily basis. And our first priority in all that we do is to offer our community our most precious treasure, witnessing to the gospel of Jesus and sharing the gifts he offers in and through his church. We all reap the benefits of your generous gifts to the CSA. Our Catholic schools and parish religious education programs, supported by the Department of Evangelization, Catechesis, and Schools, continue the Catholic formation that parents begin at home. CSA-funded ministries strengthen the faith of our youth and young adults during a critical time in their lives. The CSA also helps prepare engaged couples to live faithful and holy lives in the sacrament of marriage. Gifts to the CSA provide Sacred Heart Major Seminary with the resources needed for the formation of priests, permanent deacons, and lay pastoral ministers and catechists. CSA-funded discernment events encourage priestly vocations, helping meet a critical need in the church today. Your gifts to the CSA allow us to share Christ's message through a variety of modern media, including our Archdiocesan website, which has a wealth of information about virtually every aspect of the life of our local church. And those unable to leave home to attend Mass gain great comfort through our televised Mass for Shut-ins. The CSA supports the rite of Christian initiation of adults, which enables us to welcome new members into the Catholic Church. Other CSA-funded resources, through the Department of Parish Life and Services, offer guidance for parish pastoral and finance councils. The CSA also provides programs of formation in Christian stewardship as a way of life. Because your gifts to the CSA allow the Archdiocese of Detroit to offer these services to everyone, parishes do not need to duplicate these efforts, which in any case would be beyond the means of most of our parishes. Going back to today's first reading, we read about some of the great deeds of the apostles, such as the healing of the crippled man by St. Peter, an act performed in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in today's gospel, Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd who will lay down his life for his sheep. But Jesus also reminds us that there are others who must hear his shepherd's voice, but have not done so. And so, this need of our brothers and sisters becomes our challenge to share Christ and his gospel in and through the church. These scriptures clearly illustrate the challenge and also the joy that comes from sharing our faith and our God-given resources. Gifts to the Catholic Services Appeal help us to answer Christ's call with great deeds done in our own time and in our community. I want to offer my heartfelt thanks in advance for your commitment to the work of our local church and to say how much I appreciate your support of our Catholic Services Appeal over the past 31 years. Be assured of my prayers for all of you as together we strive to carry out Christ's mission with great faith, hope, and charity.
Let us pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried, and rose again on the third day. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I profess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. When we know the risen Christ in the breaking of the bread, according to Scripture, we can know confidence in the face of our many needs.
For the Church, that we recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow wherever Christ leads us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace and healing in the human family, that the Good Shepherd will lead us away from violence and warfare into ways that will help us defeat poverty and disease. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are preparing for confirmation this spring, that they will be open to all the gifts of the Holy Spirit and enrich the church with their talents and energy. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the grace to know our identity, that we may live as children of God each day and expectantly await the revelation of who we are becoming by God's grace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, that they may know the renewing and comforting touch of God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the recently deceased and for the intentions of this Mass, Barbara Marlowe, that they will be gathered into the arms of the Good Shepherd. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For these and the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Our Father in heaven, may everything we do begin with your inspiration and continue always with your saving help. We pray through Christ our risen Lord.
Amen.
Our song for preparation of gifts is Unless a Grain of Wheat. That's number 517. Number 517.
Ground and die, it remains.
pray that our sacrifice may be acceptable and pleasing to our Father in heaven. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, Lord, but in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when we celebrate that Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy.
Sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and to minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Benedict, our Pope, Ellen, our Archbishop, the entire people your Son has gained for you. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the risen Christ be with you all.
And also with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Let us sing "Shepherd Me, O God," number 497.
nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Gently and heal my weary soul. You lead me by pathways of righteousness and truth. My spirit shall sing the music of your name. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my death into love. Though I should wander the valley of death, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff, my comfort and my
beautiful.
Sacred Heart Major Seminary will be offering a 2-credit introduction to theology course at St. Tecla's Catholic Church this fall on Thursday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. All are welcome. Thank you.
Let us pray. Look upon your flock, kind shepherd. Be pleased to settle in eternal pastures the sheep you have redeemed by the precious blood of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
I do want to compliment our music ministry today. It was simple, yet prayerful. That's important. Thank you. The Lord be with you.
Bow down for the blessing.
May Almighty God bless you. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Peace be with you. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.
As we are sent forth, let us sing number 100. 177. Alleluia, alleluia, let the holy anthem rise. 177.